welcome back to the parenting course. Just a reminder that if you're taking this course alone on the commute, but you're parenting with a partner or spouse, I want to make sure you include them in the course as well. Invite them to watch the same videos as you, either on their commute or at home on their computer. And then discuss those questions at the end of each video, over dinner or in the evening with your partner in parenting. But for now, enjoy today's content.
So, a second aim is to make our home a place where our children learn good values. The third aim is to make our home a place where we have fun together as a family, making it a place where our teenagers want to hang out.
Many of us as parents just need to lighten up and chill out. Teenagers tend to gather where they feel they can relax and have a laugh, where they can be themselves, where things aren't too rigid and controlling.
What has helped us to really establish fun times and talking times with the children during their teenage years has definitely been meal times. And we're still doing that today, which is quite incredible. We have a lot of fun around the meal table.
Dad does really embarrassing things. Mum's okay, but Dad's the more embarrassing one. So things would be when he gets excited and he laughs, his laugh goes really high pitch. And so that's the moment where you're just like, oh no.
The phone goes off, we don't answer it. It was not a question. It might be the Queen. She'll have to ring back then. She never has.
And we very deliberately made that a fun time, actually, a meal time. When I was brought up as a little girl, it was quite a very reserved time, and you know, you had very polite manners and you didn't speak very much. But we very deliberately made it an occasion to have fun, to share our day. And there's a lot of banter and fun go on around our table.
If our home isn't an enjoyable place to be, our teenagers will vote with their feet and go somewhere else. It's all too easy to fall into the trap of allowing the whole parenting thing to become too heavy, serious, and intense.
When I think about the homes our teenagers like going to, they were places where the children didn't feel got at or judged, where they were free to bring friends, where there was the sort of food they liked, where they had space both to do their own thing and to join in with relaxed family mealtimes.
For some people, creating a relaxed atmosphere doesn't come naturally. I remember one father who recognised this saying to us, "I have to make a real effort to relax and do fun things with my kids." For some of us, that may mean making our home or one particular room more teenage friendly, with an old sofa, perhaps, and a darts board.
It might mean us learning to be more spontaneous, such as suddenly having an impromptu barbecue or a trip to the cinema.
Or it could mean taking up a hobby that they enjoy. All three of our boys became really keen on surfing as teenagers, and so Nicky decided to take up surfing himself. He spent hours in the Atlantic Ocean sitting on a board, in danger of catching hypothermia, trying to master the art of standing up.
Just getting out to the waves was totally exhausting, and I'm afraid I failed miserably over 5 years to stand up for more than about 3 seconds, and I've since retired. But I don't regret all those hours for a moment. It was so good just to be with the boys as teenagers.
Another very significant time to have fun is going away together on holiday. Much of the time, we would have one or more of their friends with us, which made a big difference to our teenagers and their enjoyment of family holidays. However, we decided we'd always keep some of our holiday each summer when it was just us as a family, without any of our friends or the children's friends. And we went somewhere with no TV or computers.
I was interested to read the actor Robin Williams has a similar aim. He said, "One of my rules when we take a family vacation is that you can't take any technological stuff. It's amazing. You think your children will be clinging to you, crying, 'Dad, I really need my iPod. You're ruining my life.' Within a day, the kids will actually be reading a book, playing a game, and going outside to have fun with their siblings. Imagine."
And that was exactly our experience. At times, there was a bit of complaining, but they made their own fun together, and it was a very significant time for building their relationships with each other.
Our daughter Kirsty, looking back, said recently, "For me, the most special times were holidays in Ireland when we were just family. We still talk about things we did together when we were children."
Family holidays, I think, are really important. My husband can be a bit of a pessimist, and for years he kept saying, oh, the boys won't want to come on holiday with us soon. And I would say to them, let's not assume that. So actually, maybe it's a bit sneaky, but increasingly as I got older, I made sure that we were joining up with other families and going to more interesting places. So even though the thought of us maybe as they were teenagers wouldn't have been their first choice to go away with just their mum and dad, the fact that the location was interesting or that we were with another family or both meant that they were really keen to go, and they seem to really enjoy them. So we always have them coming on lots of holidays, but they are key times.
I love family holidays. They're one of the best parts of the year. At one point, when I was younger, leaving all my friends to go to an isolated house in the middle of nowhere with my family was...
It was near the beach, though.
It was no good. Mm. No.
You were away from your friends, so... That was the biggest hardship.
And we were doing a lot of reading, and you know,
we don't have television or internet.
Labor work. But now it's
painting.
I love it. Yeah, it's a place of relaxation with my family. You know, it's nice, peaceful, restful.
I'm glad you think that. It's good.
We place a lot of priority on it. Probably a higher proportion of our household budget goes on holiday than perhaps others would spend.
I think going on holiday with your family as opposed to your friends is very important, because you're not going to get anywhere if you're not having good times with your family, if you're just there for like meal times and that's it.
But the boys really want to go to the holiday park. So one year I had a problem with my job that I couldn't get the holiday. So I ended up having to change the job so that I could get the right holiday with the boys. Because every year that, you know, we're there and they have a good time. And it, for us as parents, it's really good to be in a place where they're enjoying themselves.
Yeah, so every year we go to a holiday park, and it's just like, it's really good to, because the whole family can get involved, because we can take our dog along, which is, it's really fun. And then, so we've got lots of time to play cards and stuff, which is one of the things we enjoy doing as a family.
Three of us like to do all sorts of water sports. And once I think we did scuba diving together, and that was very exciting for all three of us, because we were doing it for the first time together, rather than, you know, I've done it before and I'm teaching you both. So I couldn't give them instructions. And that helps them enjoy it more, I think. If I was teaching them something, I'll be giving them instructions and they would probably be reacting to that.
Holidays are really important to us. I mean, personally, they're really important to us to have time together, but they're really important in terms of our family, aren't they? And actually, last year we went on a big family holiday, didn't we, for the first time. We took the kids away to... a mobile home in France, which doesn't sound glamorous, but they got the brochure and they picked exactly what they wanted to do and where they wanted to stay. And we gave them kind of free rein and said, this is the budget, what do you want to do? And we picked them up very early one morning and threw them in the back of the car with their duvets and drove to the middle of France, which felt ambitious, but it was brilliant.
A question to consider: what changes would you like to make to your family's home life? In the area of having more fun together, how can you intentionally plan that kind of thing? See you tomorrow.